America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christine Nostafo.
So I'm in Washington about a month ago, and my son is at the Museum store. And he starts laughing like crazy off in the corner. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, we need to find a doctor. But no, he found himself a book that was incredibly funny.
Yeah.
And the name of the book is...
Headlines, Headlines. Read all about them, and guess which actually happened.
Is there an author to this piece of
Neil Patrick
work?
Stewart, author of Fact Fact... BS.
Wasn't he in...
You're thinking of NPH. Neil Patrick
that's
Harris.
That's right. That's right.
Doogie Howser.
Look at you dating yourself.
I know.
All right. So the concept of this book, Headlines, is that they provide you with three actual headlines.
Yes.
One of which is fake. The other two actually appeared in a newspaper. All right. So we're going to do this as a quiz. Christina has gone through the book and she has selected a bunch.
Okay.
She is going to read the headlines. I have to tell her which one is fake.
Yes. And there are some really good ones in here. All right, so let's start. You
all
ready?
Right, so here we go.
Okay, I'm gonna read them off three, and then you tell me which one is fake.
Yes.
Ready? Man gets 2 months for pooping in store. That's number one.
Okay.
Two, pooping politician faces probe. Three, pooping peasant popular in Spain.
I would say the first one is fake.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer,
no,
Regis.
It's the second one. Pooping politician faces probe is fake.
Really?
So the guy getting 2 months and the one that's popular in Spain is real. So apparently the thing in Spain is a figurine. It's like a little doll.
Oh, okay. I see.
Okay. And the first one, I guess, is real. This guy.
What did he do? Just kind of let loose and
so the 2012 United Press International headline describes a Swedish man's peculiar week-long reign of terror in the town of some weird town. During which he smashed his landlord's window, broke into his shop to steal alcohol, and finally caused a bit of a scene in a sporting goods store. Apparently, pulled down his pants and, you know, did what he had to do.
Talk about leaving your mark. That's amazing.
So
Wait, what did he get? 2 months for that?
Yeah, 2 months.
Well, that seems fair.
Are you ready for the next
one? Yes, I'm ready for the next one.
Defriending woman on Facebook leads to double murder.
Okay.
Man arrested for writing, "I love you to death" on friend's Facebook wall.
Okay.
Husband hacked wife to death with meat cleaver after she changed Facebook status to single.
Oh, that's got to be real. I'm going to say the first one is fake.
Okay, so you're saying defriending a woman on Facebook leads to double murder.
Yes.
No, that's actually real.
Really?
The fake one is man arrested for writing "I love you to death" on friend's Facebook wall. Number one, the defriending one.
Yeah.
In the most awful case of overreaction ever, no kidding, a young Nashville, Tennessee couple was brutally murdered after they defriended a girl on Facebook.
Oh my goodness.
Are you kidding me right now?
Facebook is out of control, and which leads us to the other one, which is real
husband,
as well.
Okay, Britain's Daily Mail really doesn't hold back on the headlines. Okay, in 08... a London truck driver had a contentious on-again, off-again relationship with his wife.
Ooh.
When she finally gave him the boot,
she
sealed the deal by changing her status on Facebook. I guess he didn't like it and went after her with a meat cleaver.
Wait a minute. So she throws him out. The marriage is over. That didn't concern him. But when she changed her status to single or looking on Facebook, that drove him over the edge.
Ed, because that means it's official.
That's official. Because social media...
When you put it on a public forum like Facebook, you know it's legit.
That is the doctrine which controls our lives now. Now the next one.
Okay. Sweet potato looks like Elvis, sells on eBay for thousands.
I could see that. Okay.
George Washington McNugget sells for $8,100 on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking news. Dried glue that kind of looks like Homer Simpson, selling on eBay for over $200,000.
I would say, only because the Simpsons are not as popular anymore, I would say the Homer Simpson one is fake.
Nope.
I am 0 for 3 here.
Okay, so sweet potato looking like Elvis is fake.
That's fake.
But
okay.
George Washington McNugget, that's real.
There was a George Washington. How do you preserve that for such a long time, too?
Well, it's a McNugget. And the dried glue one looking like Homer Simpson.
$200,000 for a Simpsons reference?
That is.
The show's been on 75 years.
Okay, listen to this. A British guy was cleaning out his office closet when he encountered a tiny blob of dried glue.
Right.
He thought it looked like Homer Simpson and decided to list it on eBay for a bit of a joke, in quotes it says. When the article was written, the winning bid was well over $200,000. What is wrong with people?
And who has that kind of money to spend? And you know what? Here we go. It's eBay. He's never seen it. You're buying it sight unseen, just some dopey photo that could have been photoshopped or whatever. You're going to spend almost $250,000 for a hunk of glue based on some television show that's been on the air 10 years too long.
I want to smack somebody when they can spend that much money on, you know, on something like that.
Why can't we have ideas like that?
Why can't we have $200,000?
Why can't we find glue that looks like cartoon characters?
Seriously.
This is wrong. There was so much injustice in this world.
Here's the problem. Here is the problem.
What's the problem?
And much like the curse of the New York Jets,
ooh,
you could have the greatest idea, but if I'm presenting it, it doesn't work. You know, the Jets could have Brett Favre, who came off of, you know, a career season, and then all of a sudden you're on the Jets and you stink.
Because he's 47 when he got to the Jets.
I was just using that as an example.
Here's a quick question for you. You're a big animal rights person.
I am.
How did you reconcile the fact that Michael Vick was your quarterback?
We didn't buy our season tickets.
Good for you.
My mother and I had season tickets for about 10 years leading up to that. And when the Jets called us.
You told them that?
They asked, how come you decided not to renew? And we were like, we're not contributing to this man's salary.
Do you know, you're the second person on the show that I know did that. Our sports guy, Adam Walsky, same thing. When Vick was signed by the Jets, he called the Jets. I don't want my season tickets
anymore. I wanted nothing
to
do with it.
See, that we have morality on this show.
That's right.
I like that. Very nice. Very nice.
And, you know, we didn't even, like, go to, like, a game. Like, oh, we won't get the season tickets, but we'll go to, like, the home opener. Nothing. We
very
didn't
nice.
Do anything.
Good for you. You didn't really miss much when he was the quarterback,
no,
anywho.
Definitely not.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, moving on.
Yes.
Georgia deer crash lands in Mexican restaurants.
Ooh.
Robo deer joins the fight against poachers. Mm. Florida deer wins battle with Burmese python.
The Burmese python one is fake.
It is. And why wouldn't you pick robo deer? Okay, the headline from the Tampa Bay Times refers to a collection of mechanical deer that the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources uses to catch poachers in the act. That's crazy.
So they actually created a robot deer, because normally if you're trying to keep ducks off like a football field or something, they'll put a silhouette of a dog.
Of a dog, right.
They do that at the school right by my house. But they don't make a robot dog.
I guess it's mechanical. Maybe they, you know, have cameras installed in them or something.
I would imagine
I'm really just not sure.
Wow.
And the deer crash into the Mexican restaurant, also factual.
That's got to be an awful way to ruin your lunch.
This one made me laugh.
Okay.
New Jersey woman charged in penis silicone injection death.
Okay.
Doctor accused of injecting woman's butt with cement.
That's not good.
Texas nurse accused of injecting orange juice into patient's foot.
I would say the Texas nurse with the orange juice is probably false. Because the other is so extreme, I would imagine they're true.
It is false, but it says, but okay, but
I'm two for four.
You remember all three of them, right?
Yes.
Okay, so for the Texas orange juice foot incident,
yes,
the description is, come on, that's too weird. Oh, but injecting cement into someone's butt is not weird?
Of course not. You do have a good point. There is, I would think in a hospital setting, there is probably more of a likelihood of orange juice being available than ready mix cement that can be injected into someone's rear end. Now, was this a cosmetic procedure gone awry?
It was. It says that she just wanted a bigger booty. It says that we've got an epidemic on our hands, okay? So apparently this pretend doctor allegedly injected cement, mineral oil, and fix-a-flat into a woman's rear end and sealed it with super glue.
We don't just have one element of cement.
No.
Fix-A-Flat and super glue. That's a bad combination.
Then,
I think I'm two for five.
Here's one. All right, so our last one is... I don't know if you're going to get this one. You ready?
Probably not, but...
Frosted cupcake sparks airport terror alert.
Okay.
Chicago woman charged with assault after pelting husband with cupcakes.
Okay.
British spies attack Al-Qaeda base with exploding cupcakes.
I would say... I think there is some sort of a device, a cupcake explosive. I'm going to say that's correct. Now, I'm just thinking this out.
Sure.
The woman assaulting her husband with cupcakes, that's fake.
No.
I'm wrong again. I think I have a good nose for the news.
It's the exploding cupcake one that's wrong.
Oh, damn.
Okay, so
why?
The real one. Okay, so a Chicago woman really was charged with assaulting, with pelting of cupcakes. Okay.
You can go to jail for
that? In 2011, Fox News describes how a domestic argument gone sour led 60-year-old wife to reach into a dessert box and begin to target her husband with a steady fire of frosted cupcakes. The police report said that she openly admitted to the cupcake assault, and a county judge charged her with domestic battery and set her bail for $10,000.
$10,000?
Come on, it's
cupcakes.
What damage are you doing with cupcakes?
A 60-year-old throwing a cupcake. Do the math. It's not that dangerous.
Okay, and the airport terror alert is real.
Yes.
I guess, you know, this woman tried to go through the Las Vegas airport, took
smuggling
her cupcake. The
agent
told her that the frosting on the cupcake could be deemed a liquid or gel.
Really?
Are you kidding me right now?
Are you going to a takeover an airliner by smearing icing on somebody's eyes?
Meanwhile, I was in Vegas.
Yes.
Like back in March.
I remember.
Everything out of your bag. They make you take your shoes off. Your belt comes off. You can't have a hat on.
Right.
So I'm leaving Vegas and I'm at the security checkpoint and I took my shoes off, took my laptop out of my bag.
Okay, you're at McLaren Airport in Las Vegas.
And the TSA agent said, ma'am, can you please put your shoes back on?
Really?
I looked at him and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, at Newark Airport, they make us take everything
off. So they have no interest in the shoes there.
And do you know that they took all my stuff and they searched me? Because they said I was acting suspiciously.
Well, you're suspicious every day.
And I was like, are you kidding me right now? I thought I was doing the right thing. Everyone's looking at me all weird. I'm like, sorry.
Right. So wait a minute. So if you're flying from east to west, the shoes are an issue. But if you're flying from west to east to New York City,
I guess not.
You could do whatever you want with your shoes.
We should be talking about this out loud. But yes, that happens.
Knock, knock, knock. The TSA will be at the door of Christina's house later on tonight. Wow. So there you go. Funny headlines.
Oh, and there's so many more.
There were so many more. You know what? It's a funny book. We'll do that again at some other point down the road. But it goes to show that I'm not as smart as I think I am when it comes to following the news.
Well,
you're paired up with a moron. That's what it comes down to.
We level each other out. You know what I mean?
No.
Things that you're bad at, I'm good at. Things that I'm bad at, you're good at.
You're the pancakes, I'm the maple syrup, and that's why it works.
Ying and yang.
I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Ying and yang. And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.